You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Tanya J. Powers joins us covering the El Chapo trial. You know, these guys, the nicknames, you hardly ever remember. His name's Joaquin Guzman, right? Is that?
Yes.
All right. I just know because I watched Narcos on Netflix. I find this entire thing fascinating. This has been an interesting case. And, I mean, there's been all kinds of stuff except for a defense. One witness and they're done. Less than a half hour. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, you had, what, 11 weeks of prosecution, witnesses, 56 people that they brought in and, you know, put on the stand for the prosecution. They turned it over to the defense. The defense goes, okay, we got one guy, took half an hour, and then they were done.
And they were done. So what does that mean, if anything? You know, because he's been charged, what, 17 criminal counts, drug trafficking, criminal enterprise. I mean, he's a Mexican drug lord, and these cartels basically run Mexico today.
Yeah, he faces life in prison if he's convicted of these charges. They're drug and murder conspiracy charges. His lawyers basically say the whole thing's just fabricated. It's just, you know.
Yeah, just all made up. Now, there's been some interesting testimony about paying off officials in Mexico.
Oh yeah, there's been all kinds of stuff coming out of this trial. That, I mean, the tales alone are just they are definitely the stuff of like movie scripts and things like that. And like you mentioned, you know, this also has its Hollywood tie-in because the actor who plays him in Narcos was actually in the courtroom this week. But apparently, found out by talking to reporters that the general public could go, you know, sit in the courtroom, so he flew in and decided to do that.
Man, that's putting in some effort, right?
That is some work for your art now.
Yeah, no kidding. Even the Lindbergh baby case was wrapped into all of this week. You're right. Sometimes life does imitate art, and certainly with these characters down there, it does. Now, whenever you have a jury that's involved in something like this, and I think they made an extraordinary like effort to the defendant even said something like that they promised they wouldn't harm the jury members when this whole thing started out. I mean, even that is sort of a weird threat. Can you imagine being involved as a juror?
I really can't. I mean, not only just for that's weird enough. But the fact that, you know, this has gone on for so incredibly long, and, of course, then they've still got, you know, jury deliberations. They'll have closing arguments today and tomorrow. Then they'll have, you know, they'll get the case. They'll have deliberations. Yeah, who knows if they will make up their minds quickly or if they've, you know, if they're going to go back through testimony. It's a lot of testimony to comb through, honestly.
Yeah. But don't you feel like you'd
either way?
Yeah, don't you feel like you'd live the rest of your life sort of looking behind? I mean, you know, like I don't know, that would just be the creepiest thing to be a juror on you know, with the stuff they do down there is like Scarface like stuff. I mean, chainsaws. I mean, it is crazy. And I feel like you would just always have to watch your back the rest of your life. Every time you started a car, I think after being on this jury, you would think about that the rest of your life.
You know, I didn't think about that part, but yeah, you're right. You know, that part's got to be in the back of their mind someplace.
No doubt. All right. Tanya, how cold is it where you are right now?
It's not bad right now. It's 23. I know it's way worse in the midsection of the U.S.
Yeah, when you get a weather warning that tells you not to talk outside or even to breathe too deeply, you know it's cold.
What? Was that an actual thing you got?
Yes. I mean, that can be damaging to your lungs at this temperature.
That's crazy, like a notification on your phone or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of the weather here today. I know Chicago right now feels like 51 below zero.
Wow. Yeah, I've been seeing these numbers, and I'm having trouble getting my head around it. But the fact that you've got an actual notification telling you not to, you know, talk outside, that pretty much gets it right down there where anybody can understand it.
That's exactly right. Tanya, have a great day. I hope this stuff dissipates before it hits your way over the next couple of days. All right, Tanya J. Powers, part of our Fox News All-Star team.